I totally agree with you that my mouth farting is unmatched, but my math farting...
I didn't say unmatched, but you're very good. There's definitely a competence, a skill level.
Yeah. But some, math farting, some people say make music with your mouth, and I'm like, that's the easy part.
But math farting, you know, they talk about supreme mathematics, 5%ers.
And they all do it in 11-8.
Yep. Oh, so you're back.
Yeah. I'm back. It's a good first day back.
Yeah.
So I got some things done. Yeah. Got that Crimecraft quick look done. Load off my shoulders. I'm trying to decide if I should go on to review that. It's worth, like, I think the quick look kind of says what needs to be said.
Yeah, I wouldn't make you play more of that.
I figure I'll probably, like, hopefully finish Batman tonight or tomorrow or something, and then, like, Section 8, I guess? I guess I'll do Section 8?
There'll be other, I don't know. I don't know that you should rope yourself into Section 8, because it's, we looked at the reviews, like, kind of
the
release calendar last week, and it's, you know, we've hit our post-Madden breaking point where, yo, like, real, like...
There are games now.
Games are coming out now.
Right. Well, that's why I took off. That's why we both took off when we did.
Yeah, like
the last 2 weeks you could do it.
Like, oh no, after this you can't.
You can't take no vacation. You can work at home, but it's going to be working at home.
Yeah, like, late November, early December is the next time you can even consider any of that shit.
Yeah. We should book TGS.
We should. You're not wrong about that. But, you know, it's... PAX is the next big thing for certain, and we're booking the hell out of that, and I'm excited about what we're going to do and see at PAX.
Yeah, there's...
Like, last year was kind of our dry run of, we had never been to PAX, yo, let's go to PAX, not really knowing what to expect.
Some fun stuff set up.
Yeah.
That stuff sounds cool.
Yeah, no, we've got access to some people, and we, you know, got in there early enough that we've set up some good appointments, and... I don't know that, you know, we're going to have time or necessarily interest to go see a lot of other panels. And, you know, the evening concert stuff kind of...
The evening concert stuff kind of doesn't really do anything for me.
It runs against what I think we want to use our evenings for.
Yeah.
All told. But did you know that one of the guys from Freeze Pop left?
Really? No.
Like this year...
Was it the guy who worked at Harmonix?
Yeah.
Man, they're screwed. No one's ever going to hear a Freeze Pop song again.
They'll show up at PAX every year, but not going to see their songs and be on the Rock Band Network with everyone else.
Yeah.
The plebeians.
Huh.
Yeah, I was kind of... Like, I was actually, like, I was looking at the PAX page and figuring out, like, all right, who's going to be there that we want to talk to? And,
right.
Like, what companies are going to be represented that we should, you know, shout out at and, you know, reach out to and see what we can do with? And I'd, like... Of the musical acts there, I'm like, I've never really clicked with the Jonathan Colton stuff.
Yeah.
And I ditto for the MC Frontalot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just the nerdcore, as it were, doesn't really resonate with me too much.
I pretty much started and stopped at MC Chris when they, you know, first started calling it nerdcore, but even he's not what he was.
Now he's showing up at the gathering. So.
That's right.
He's moved beyond, I guess.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know. The whole nerdcore thing of rap, I'm not really down with. I'm totally against metal covers of NES music.
Yeah.
I don't care how skillfully you can play the Metroid or Contra themes. That has been done. I was never really all that into it to begin with. Like, the mini bosses and all that stuff is, like, novel, but I would never, like, go watch. I don't think I would ever go watch the mini bosses play.
And, like, the video games live stuff has never made sense to me.
No interest. I don't care enough about Final Fantasy music to go to something like that.
But
and like, chiptune stuff, like, I really like it in theory, but it's never... Like, I can never take it seriously. I don't know what it is about it, but it never
clicks
with me.
That chiptunes cover.